And Burlington, thanks as always for listening.
82% of young drivers ages 16 to 24 have read a text message while driving. Everyone knows that texting and driving is dangerous, but many of us do it anyway. When you text and drive, you're not multitasking, you're driving blind. By taking your eyes off the road, even for a few seconds, you make the road less safe for you, your passengers, and other drivers. Stop the texts, stop the wrecks. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and WRUV FM Burlington, where DJs never text and drive.
Did you take to look at me that way? Don't take it again. But if you do, give me part of your day. It's the weathering you brought me. It leaves a shadow on.
What is up, everybody? Hello. Hello. Good afternoon. Evening. Good evening, I guess now. What time does evening start? I don't even know. It's 5 p.m. on a Thursday, and that means it's time for Ivy on the Mountain. My name is Ivy. Again, you're tuned in to Ivy on the Mountain, and I am so excited for today. Some good stuff coming up, and yeah, that's what I got for you. If you just tuned in and you don't already know, this is 90.1 WRUV, Burlington's better alternative. There you go. Let's start it off as usual with new music for the week. We've got some Neil Francis with Say She She. How very exciting. We've got that coming up, some new music, and we'll get right into the show. Here is Need You Again. Enjoy.
I feel it every morning. myself a moon splash down in the bay. Writing my novel with a stick in the sand, waiting for a wave, come wash it all away.
That is the trick, everybody. That was the folk implosion with falling and laughing. Nope. That was the folk implosion with that's the trick. I deceived you. My apologies. And first, we started off that set with Need You Again featuring Say She She by Neil Francis. That concludes the new music for the week. Awesomeness. Cool stuff. Gotta say, it's been a bit of a busy week. Got a lot of assignments due. Starting to feel stressed about graduating college. I think I say that every week, but I decided today that I think I should like make a bucket list of things that I want to do here before I graduate. Maybe that's not a good idea, but I think it is. So I'm gonna do it. Anyway, this next set is pretty exciting because we are, it's all about oranges and orange juice. Funny enough, we've got Falling and Laughing by Orange Juice up next. I've been craving a really good smoothie. Maybe that will be my dinner because I want one.
I'm not afraid to
There you go, guys. Wasn't that awesome? Come on, that got me so pumped. Mega pumped. Consider me mega pumped up after listening to that song. I'm excited. That was Orange Song. Yola Tango's Orange Song off of President Yola Tango. This is like a double album kind of a situation. It's like President Yola Tango / New Wave Hot Dogs, which is kind of cool. But wasn't that fun? First we had Falling and Laughing by Orange Juice, and then we had Orange Song by Yola Tango on vinyl. Always awesome. Always a pleasure to get the old spinner spinning. Spinning some discs, if you know what I mean. I think I'm going to do, maybe not next week, but we'll see. One of these days I'm going to do a show of just vinyl, and it's going to be so cool. I'm going to have to do a bunch of searching in the back vinyl collection of the radio, but it'll be worth it, and it'll be awesome, because for some reason, it's just so much more fulfilling playing vinyl on air than it is just playing it off of Spotify. Gosh. Go back. Let's go back. Anyway, so now it's time for the news and weather. Funny enough, we are discussing not oranges. You may think, no. We're talking about cacti. I guess there was some sort of, like, in Italy, there was these convicted plant smugglers that were smuggling cacti and selling it, because a lot of these, like, succulents and rare cacti are, well, very important to the ecosystem, very desirable to plant lovers. So in Italy, there were these cacti smugglers, but the judge declared that they must pay for desert restoration under moral damages, which I find to be funny. I agree. I think stealing cacti is morally wrong, I guess. Would I maybe collect the most incredible plant I've ever seen if I happened to be walking by in the desert? Maybe. I don't know if you could consider it a whole smuggling operation, though. It'd be like maybe cutting, you know? Not like an entire large load of plants to sell and make money off of. Anyway, I just thought that was exciting. Judge rules against cacti smuggling ring in Italy. In Italy, nonetheless. Europe, you guys know how I feel about Europe. That was a ridiculous thing for me to say. Anyway, currently it is 46 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny in Burlington, Vermont. We've had blue skies all day. Kind of forgot what that was like because it's been so gray. Honestly, it actually hasn't been that gray, but I'm starting to sweat outside. It's getting warmer. Things are looking up despite my homework. It's fine. But yes, in Burlington, Vermont, it is only 4 degrees below 50. That doesn't mean anything. Tonight is going to be a low of 32 degrees, though. That's at freezing, but not below it. So that is very exciting. Well, there we go. That was our news and weather for this segment. It's approximately 5:21 p.m. My name is Ivy. You're tuned into Ivy on the Mountain on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Feel free to call or chat in if you've got something cool to say. If not, then keep it to yourself. But I do enjoy a good conversation. Here are the Cardigans, I guess. We'll be right back.
lost in a parade, where the palms and tumbleweed sail right past the homes. They stretch and they fade, rolling like movie credits far beneath the clear skies. How weary does the West carry so many?
There we go. That's Sunday Under Glass by Bola? Bula? Couldn't even tell you how to say that name. But that was Sunday Under Glass. Sunday Under Glass by Bula. And Your New Cuckoo by The Cardigans started that one out. Pretty cool. Pretty fun. And yeah. Not much to say about that. Actually, I have a comment to make, and I'm going to make it. So many songs are about Sunday. Why is it all about Sunday? What is so significant about Sunday other than it being the day of the Lord? I don't know, but I know many a song with Sunday in the title / are about a Sunday. So, something to keep in mind. Something to keep in mind. We have the Velvet Underground. Right now, we've got it. Coming up at this moment, it's I Can't Stand It! Off of the album VU, instead of UV, maybe. Can you stand it? I can't stand it, you guys. Not even a little bit. The Velvet Underground.
I can't stand it anymore.
There we go, you guys. Come on, tell me that wasn't awesome. It so totally, totally was. That was Let's Shake by the Teenage Head off of Frantic City. I guess I'm not even sure when this album came out. I'm trying to notice, but... Oh. Yeah, no, I still... Oh, 1980. That's pretty cool. And I'm sure this is from then. What an artifact. It's funny I say that. But it really was a long time ago now. Sorry to everybody listening that doesn't like to hear that. I have to say, though, this album, the back of this sleeve of this record is absolutely ridiculous. Just these, like, dweeby-looking, like, hair... Not hairbandy, but, like, you could definitely tell these are, like, some alt-80s guys. It's just really funny looking to see them with their denim on, with their patches and messy hair. It's just funny! Can't believe this was a time in the world. And I didn't even get to experience it, which is maybe for the best, but also I'm jealous. Because it seemed like everything had a lot more soul, I have to say. That was fun. That was Let's Shake by Teenage Head. And first in that set was I Can't Stand It, The Velvet Underground. I have to say, the listening experience in here today is honestly quite outstanding. I'm not sure who did it, but somebody turned the speakers up, or like the monitors that are in this booth, so I can like blast it and dance around while you guys, I'm broadcasting it. But before it was pretty quiet, and I gotta say, a lot less fun. So whoever did that, thank you. You have made this experience a lot more exciting. Up next, we've got Outdoor Miner by Wire. Wire's always a fun one, so... I'm sure we've got this record somewhere in the back, but I'm not gonna lie. It's really hard to find things back there.
No blind spots in the leopard's eyes can only help to jeopardize the lives of lambs that shed the grass. An outdoor life for a silverfish, eternal dust, less ticklish than the clean room a house guest wears. It lies on his side as he tries to hide. Liner.
There we go, you guys. A little chiller. A little more of a chill set right there. We had, I don't know, that might be the Beastie Boys. The song's by the Beastie Boys. Their most chill song I've ever heard. But actually, they have great instrumental stuff scattered about within their albums. But they really know how to jam. And they do have, I gotta give it to them. They got great use of sampling and all that stuff. That's their whole thing. But they know their instruments, I will say. That was I Don't Know by the Beastie Boys and Miho Hattori. Shout out MCA for being such an awesome member of the Beastie Boys. We got a little chat in there. Awesome. That was off of Hello Nasty. Cool stuff. And before that, we had Outdoor Miner by Wire. Good stuff. It's a Thursday, you guys. I just can't stop thinking about it. Tonight's the night. Tonight's the night. I'm going out. I'm going to party. It's going to be chill. It's going to be fun. It's going to be chill. It's 5:45. What the heck? Time is flying by on this evening. I'm Ivy, 90.1 WRUV-FM, Burlington. Good stuff. Just, you know, soaking up this chatting, rambling on the radio. I'm not going to get to do that soon. Crazy stuff. Anyway, we've got another couple songs. Perhaps three, most likely three songs, but we've got another set coming up. This is a new one. I heard it today, and I figured this could be something interesting. So now you guys are going to hear it today, and it could be something interesting. Here is Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlife by Alabama 3. Very wordy, I will admit, but we've got something great coming up after that. So do not fret. Stay tuned and enjoy. Not even sure why I decided to play this song. I hate it. I've decided that I hate it upon further inspection. So, yeah, we're done with that. So silly of me, perhaps, but yeah, I'm over it. Let's just skip on to the next one because not a big fan of whatever that was. It was like country. I don't even listen to country music. I'm not. Must have been delusional when I added that one, but instead, let's keep moving on. We've got a little punk, you could say. You would say. I'm just going to read out the review on this vinyl. It's from April 6th, 1990. That's, like, so soon, actually, from now. In, like, a week. In like a week, that will be, I don't even know, like 35 years ago. Whoa, kind of crazy. Okay, did I do that math right? Yes. Yes, I did. Anyway, this review on it says, yow! Effin' super rip skull psych grunge rock. Play! Obviously, I'm gonna do that because who wouldn't want to do that after reading that review? Here is song off that album right now, Starvation Army. Now that was just so much better than whatever I was playing before. God, who put me up here? Who let me in this booth? Actually, I think I've been doing a pretty good job despite that little mix-up. That was, dropping headphones around here. That was Retroactive by Starvation Army. Album is called Execution Style, with somebody holding a gun and a clown face painted on it. So, honestly, a little more aggressive, I guess, than things I would normally have going on, but still pretty fun. and I just like found this record chilling in the back. So it's gotta be played, right? It's gotta be played. Who even knows the last time this record was played? I could be undoing years of silence for this poor record. Anyway, it's 5:54 p.m. I've got one more song for you guys, but I'm gonna say goodbye now before I play it, and then we'll send it on over to Streets Ahead, which is coming up next with the Troll Detective. So we'll go right into that. And yeah, my name is Ivy. This is Ivy on the Mountain. It has been a pleasure playing music for you today. As always, a great time. This is 90.1 FM Burlington. Stay tuned. I got one more song left. Metronomic Underground. We've got Stereolab. So, good one to close out on. And yeah, stay tuned for Streets Ahead coming up next. Enjoy. Have a good evening. I hope you have fun tonight on a Thursday. Thank you.